The name's Diamond. Spade Diamond. My friends call me Spade Diamond. I'm a private eye. The phone had been gathering dust for weeks when suddenly a beautiful redhead walked in. She was the most amazing dame I ever saw. I wanted to make love to her in the worst way. That's right. Standing up in a hammock.
This Black & Decker Pecker-Wrecker. It slices, it dices, it circumcises. Also makes julienne fries. Recommended retail price $39.95, but you get it free! Operators are standing by. All major credit cards are accepted.
Oh no, sir. I popped a big one.
I'll get you, Gadget. Next time.
All right. What is it, Stimpy? Can't you see I'm trying to read my paper?
I just want you to check out my new invention. They're stay-up socks.
Wow, these are really great, Stimpy. Especially for us animals who don't wear clothes. How do they work?
They're full of glue.
You idiot!
What you want to do is take just a little bit and rub it on the sore part, and that'll take the swelling right down.
Well, you're not from around here, are you?
Oh, I don't feel good. I knew I shouldn't have eaten that packet of powdered gravy I found in the parking lot.
Topo! Bally Jerry pranged his kite right in the house of your father. Harry Blighter dicky birded, feathered back on his Sammy, took a waspy, flipped over on his Betty Harpers, and caught his can in the Bertie.
Yes, I think we have a consensus there. Could we have the next question for the panel, please?
I'd like to ask the panel what changes they would make if they were Hitler.
That's a good question. Reginald?
Well, speaking personally, I'd annex the Sudetenland.
Norman?
I think I'd pay some Dutchman to set fire to Lord Snowden.
Shut it, you mug.
Mug? Who you calling a mug, you mook?
Who you calling a mook, you mug?
Don't you call me a mug, you mook?
You mug.
You mook.
You mug.
You mook.
You mug.
Hey, your mother.
Well, I just came in here to get some juice. You threw a monkey in the sea.
Yeah, he's totally like my best period bro period ever. Oh, Matt, you don't even know. Yeah. Oh, hey, you know that new English dude from England? I was talking to him yesterday in history class, and he showed me on the map where he's from, and it's totally like Scotland is on top of England. I'm serious, man. And I was like, whoa, what a bummer to be Scottish. You know, to be downtrodden by the English all throughout history, have to paint your face blue, wear a dress, and all the time your country's like totally on top. Yes.
Madame Dragon ran a school many moons ago. She taught young dragons all the things that dragons need to know. Zog, the biggest dragon, was the keenest one by far. He tried his hardest every day to win a golden star. All the dragons in year one were learning how to fly.
Hi, said Madame Dragon, way up in the sky. Now that you've been shown, you can practice on your own, and you'll all be expert flyers by the time you're fully grown.
Zog went off to practice, flying fast and free. He soared and swooped and looped the loop, then crashed into a tree. Just then, a little girl came by. Oh, please don't cry, she said. Perhaps you'd like a nice sticky plaster for your head.
What a good idea, said Zog.
Then up and off he flew, his plaster gleaming pinkly as he zigzagged through the blue.